It's time for the T100 Animal House Pet Project, brought to you by our friends at Honest Auto Repair, South 21st Street near the tracks in Newark. They love their animals like we do, and we team every week with the Licking County Humane Society. And with today's introductions, here is Kelly Smith.
Thanks, Wally. Today we're going to meet Octavia and Link. Octavia is a 2-year-old beagle mix who's been with us for about a month. This energetic young lady loves to play and is very motivated by treats, which so am I, Octavia. She walks well on a leash, she keeps her kennel clean, and she knows basic commands. Octavia really likes kids, but just so you know, she will chase cats. If you have a dog, Octavia and your dog will need to meet before an adoption can be finalized. Next, we have Link, a 7-year-old gray and white cat who's been with us for about 6 weeks. Link is such a handsome boy and so sweet. Again, he's one of these mysteries as to why are you still here? He doesn't bite or hiss. He loves to be petted, and he really just enjoys being near people when they come into his cat room. He is definitely ready for a home. This past weekend, when we were putting a newly adopted cat into his carrier, Link kept trying to crawl in, too. It made us feel so bad. If you'd like to meet Octavia, Link, or any of our other adoptable pets, stop by the shelter. We're open 12 to 6 Thursday and 12 to 4 Friday through Sunday.
You know, I have to ask you, because people ask me all the time, how do you guys come up with names for these animals?
You know, it actually just sort of depends on the group coming in. So a lot of times our medical team will name them because they're the first people in our building to put their hands on the animals to vet them before they would be available for adoption. So sometimes they'll come up with, recently we had an I Love Lucy bunch, so it was Lucy and Ricky and so forth. I don't know. I can't tell you how it happens each time. And then, of course, sometimes when you have just one pet and they have a name and you're wondering, it could also be the name they came with if the owner surrendered a pet who has had that name for some time.
So now I know where the sandwich dogs came from. Somebody, you guys at the Humane Society, were eating lunch.
Yeah, and that does happen. You'll see a lot of food-themed names as you pay more attention, and you'll not only know how hungry our medical team was, but what they were craving, because, you know, sometimes it'll be cannoli, stromboli, pizza.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah.
Well, now you know the rest of the story. Now,
that's right.
Let's talk about another big event coming up. With the help of people, we help animals.
Yes. So we have a really special group of legacy donors here at Licking County Humane that we call the Thornwood Society. Our Thornwood Society members enjoy frequent special recognition from us, including a yearly appreciation lunch and discounted tickets to events like Furball. And they are a very important group because, again, they are leaving a legacy gift to Licking County Humane so that they can care for animals past their own lifetime. If you would like to learn how to become a Thornwood Society member, we would love for you to join us at the shelter on Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. We're going to hold a very informal session where an estate planning attorney will be there to explain how legacy gifts work, and our executive director will outline all the benefits of becoming a Thornwood Society member. To RSVP, you're going to email me. That's Kelly Smith, and my email is kelley@lchspets.org.
And as always, be that responsible pet owner. Have your dogs and cats neutered and spayed, and your dogs always licensed.
Always, always. Thank you so much, Wally.